Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. To kick things off, Bandai Namco and Supermassive Games are joining forces to create a new horror experience. And fans are already buzzing about what surprises lie ahead. This collaboration signals a strong industry trend, with developers seeking to make horror not just scary, but deeply participatory and narrative-driven. The partnership will focus on player agency, allowing fans to influence the story in meaningful ways that extend beyond traditional gameplay. Supermassive has proven its expertise with atmospheric games before, and with Bandai Namco's reach, expectations are high for what this new title will achieve. Next on the agenda, Bethesda is preparing to celebrate Fallout Day on October 23rd with a special annual stream packed with content for fans old and new. The event will showcase updates on Fallout 76, anticipated expansions, and ongoing gameplay enhancements that have kept the franchise lively. But perhaps the most meaningful part is the Fallout for Hope initiative, supporting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, blending community engagement with charity. Bethesda continues to highlight how gaming communities can unite for positive impact. And this year's stream seems primed to do just that. In other breaking news, Electronic Arts is enjoying unprecedented momentum with its multiplayer skating title, Skate, which has now surpassed 15 million players in early access. The launch of Season 1 has brought Halloween events and fresh content, but players are divided over the steep price tag on the Jacob Clark costume. This debate has reignited larger conversations about microtransactions and the evolving landscape of in-game economies. Adding a fun twist, the game features a cameo from Isaac Clarke. Yes, the hero from Dead Space, blurring the lines between franchises and giving fans a delightful surprise. EA's willingness to integrate cross-game content shows how companies are thinking bigger about building connected player communities. Shifting gears to sports, MLB The Show 25 is rolling out a round of roster updates, with freshly added players fueling competition in multiplayer modes. These updates don't just refresh the game, they recharge excitement, keeping the action unpredictable and rewarding strategic roster choices. Turning to RPGs, Genshin Impact fans are eagerly awaiting the Luna 2 special program, which promises new character content, storyline twists, and world building. With every major update, HoYoverse continues to prove its commitment to storytelling, player engagement, and an ever-expanding universe. Meanwhile, Yakuza fans are living the dream, as the release of Kiwami 3 and the latest Dark Ties update reaffirmed the series' ability to mix humor, crime drama, and action. Each entry broadens player options and deepens immersion, extending the legacy of one of gaming's most unique franchises. Looking at market performance, video game spending in the US just saw a surge of 20%. This record increase is driven largely by the debut of NBA 2K26 and mounting excitement for the Nintendo Switch 2 as the holiday shopping season heats up. The trends are clear. Strong launches and hardware anticipation remain two of the most powerful forces in the games industry, drawing in new and returning fans alike. Resident Evil fans have plenty to look forward to as Bloodlines 2 prepares to deliver richer narratives and expanded clan options for deeper replay value. With every major update, Capcom keeps this iconic horror series relevant and responsive to its dedicated player base. Speaking of dedicated communities, Call of Duty, Black Ops is extending its free trial period for Black Ops 6 just in time for the Warzone Season 6 haunting event. While fans are enjoying the Halloween atmosphere, discussions are ramping up around microtransactions and the delicate balance between monetization and playability. The conversation underscores how even marquee franchises must carefully manage player expectations and in-game economies. Historical strategy fans have good reason to celebrate, as Crusader Kings III will launch its All Under Heaven expansion on October 28th. This major update expands the playable map and introduces new systems, promising a more nuanced and historically layered campaign. Paradox Interactive's ongoing dedication to historical depth and replayability keeps Crusader Kings III at the forefront of the grand strategy genre. Another big milestone comes from Sandfall Interactive, who is celebrating 5 million sales for Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. To thank the community, a free expansion is in the works, introducing new areas and improved language support for even broader accessibility. Adventure fans have something new to anticipate as well, with Island of Hearts, a live-action narrative title blending romance, mystery, and interactive storytelling, scheduled to make its demo debut at Gamescom Asia 25. The game is a collaboration between 4Divinity and Titan Digital Media, aiming to carve out a unique niche within interactive adventure games. Meanwhile, Palia continues to engage its players with seasonal Spirit Fest bulletin board bundles, offering exclusive items, cozy quests, and opportunities to build relationships with beloved in-game characters. The updates create a warm sense of community, reinforcing the game's appeal as a life sim, where personal connections are front and center. On the racing front, iRacing Arcade just launched a demo on October 13th, giving gamers a taste of accessible racing action ahead of the full release planned for Steam and consoles in 2023. The demo has been well received for its realistic yet approachable gameplay, offering a balanced entry point for both newcomers and seasoned racers. Censorship concerns are also making waves in the UK, where increased content moderation on platforms like Steam and itch.io has spotlighted industry-wide challenges. Developers and players alike are raising concerns about how these policies impact creative freedom and the industry's broader direction. With developers adapting and sometimes moving their games, the conversation about censorship is intensifying throughout the European gaming community. The mobile RPG space is heating up thanks to Blue Protocol, Star Resonance, which is catching attention for its lush graphics and engaging story. The game is praised for blending classic role-playing elements with dynamic mobile-first design, positioning it among this year's must-play titles. Elsewhere in design news, data miners have uncovered hints in upcoming Borderlands 4 updates that suggest changes based on direct player feedback. These findings highlight how modern game development increasingly invites community perspectives earlier in the process. As games become more service-oriented, developers are realizing that engaging their players often leads to better long-term results. In policy news, Supercell's CEO has voiced concerns about the EU's new Digital Fairness Act and its impact on game regulation and operations. Ongoing debates about fair treatment for global gaming companies underscore how vital equitable regulatory frameworks are in a borderless marketplace. Let's dive into some reviews and remakes. Little Nightmares 3 continues to deliver eerie, memorable co-op horror, with tight level design that keeps players on edge. Yuka Replay Lee, while an improvement on the original, still faces critiques for its derivative design, though it manages to please fans of classic 3D platformers. And in a nod to nostalgia, System Shock 2 is undergoing a major remaster, promising to recapture the magic and terror of the original for a new generation of players. Adventure enthusiasts can look forward to the Broken Sword series receiving reforged enhancements, with The Smoking Mirror, Reforged, set to rekindle classic puzzle solving for 2020. Updates to iconic series strike a balance between honoring their history and making them accessible for newcomers. In racing, Gran Turismo 7 is adding new online time trial events, Race Room has fresh car and track packs, and Automobilista 2 unveils its Golden Era Endurance Pack. Each of these updates is designed to broaden competitive play, ensuring that racing fans remain engaged and challenged. On the lighter side, Nintendo has charmed fans with a new Pikmin animated short, Close to You, while Square Enix is celebrating the 30th anniversary of Tactics Ogre. These community milestones spark not just nostalgia, but speculation about new projects and future directions for beloved franchises. Survival Game. Aloft is getting a significant Bloom and Blight update in early access this November, introducing tech trees, improved world generation, and long-awaited fast travel options. These tweaks reflect player requests and push the crafting survival genre forward with more nuanced mechanics and discovery opportunities. In the world of game shows, Jimmy Fallon is adapting the popular Wordle puzzle into a television format, with pilot filming underway in the UK. It's another example of how interactive play and streaming-friendly formats are contending to reshape traditional entertainment. Destiny 2's Heliostat exotic mission is in the spotlight, as player reactions range from excitement to frustration over gameplay balance and technical stability. Bungie continues to walk the tightrope between introducing bold content and maintaining a fair, functional experience for all players. Meanwhile, Palia's Halloween update introduces the new Gooby pet and multiplayer ranching, enriching the world and expanding social gameplay. These features underscore the game's strength, offering a cozy multiplayer space for collaboration, seasonal fun, and lasting player relationships. Regulatory shifts affecting subscription services are also in the news. In specific regions, Game Pass price hikes have been delayed due to stringent government regulations. These measures highlight the influence of consumer protections and illustrate how the gaming industry is constantly negotiating with evolving legal landscapes. To sum up, this week's developments emphasize the growing importance of collaboration, community engagement, and narrative innovation across gaming, from AAA blockbusters to indie gems and everything in between. Studios are listening to players more closely than ever before, adapting gameplay and content in response to real feedback and evolving tastes. The future remains bright, with new technologies, creative partnerships, and community-driven initiatives reshaping what's possible in gaming. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.